And if you, the locals would appease them by just taking them food, everyone, he wouldn't bother anybody. But the ones that were afraid of is the Duendes, the little people. And I actually have seen one of those in person. But I was about 6 or 7, I want to say. And me and my cousins would go out, pick blackberries all the time. And then my grandma and my mom would always say, hey, if you see a Duende, run, because they kidnap kids. They take kids.
All right, welcome back to Blurry Creatures. This week we got another members only episode. Luke likes to, over the years, you've given me the hard time about the little people, and I always love it. It's the weirdest of the stories out there is that these, I don't know what they are. Nobody knows. It seems like there's all these descriptions of a little miniature race of humans that kind of live out in the woods. Sometimes they'll show up and they
fiery red hair. Sometimes it fits your aesthetic, Nate. Now this is fun. We got the little people. Of course, we've talked about on the show before, right? We had Mary Joyce on talking about the Cherokee little people. We talked about an expanded perspectives episode about the hunters run into little miniature Native Americans out for their own hunt.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the story of Henry Hudson bowling with the dwarves. It's funny, like the folklore and the mythos of almost every culture on Earth has stories of these, of tiny people or tiny creature people that exist out there. Sometimes they're benevolent and sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
And it's one of the fascinating classes of creature in the Blurryverse. And so today we've got, you know, as a member that had encounters with the little people as a child and then as an adult, and his own children had encounters with the little people. And he's got wild stories of sort of interacting with these creatures. And then really his own wild story, blurry story of, you know, his road to recovery in his own medical crisis, which is a fascinating testimony of God's grace and provision as well. So a grab bag of all kinds of interesting things today.
Grab bag. That's right. A grab bag. You got to get yourself a grab bag if you want to appease the little people. Got to put some whiskey in there,
yeah.
some candy. And we did talk to Michelle. Remember, we talked to Michelle Tidball about.
Well, that's right. Yeah, Michelle as well.
We've sprinkled in little episodes about the little people. Just a little.
Just a little bit. I was in Montana this year, and actually the crazy thing is up there fishing, and the guides there told us about the cowboys on the adjacent ranches in Montana. Wild stories of little people there. And these are like hardened.
Yeah.
It's like cowboys sleep on the range. They're saying that there are little people out in Montana. Not too far from our friend Tim Alvarino.
It's so wild. Yeah. It's probably the hardest thing for me to believe of all the things we hear on our show. It's probably the little people.
I know, yet you love it so much. You love it so much.
It's just so funny. Well, I've become a member to listen to this one and many more. We've got I think we have over 50 members only episodes here at Blurry Creatures. This is how we the power of the show. This is how you give us the juice to keep going. Every episode takes many hours to record, edit, put out there, and promote. So, I know, you're thinking, dang it, another paid episode. Come on, man. This is how the Blurryverse keeps rolling. So go to blurrycreatures.com/members. For a couple cents a day, you get to get that warm feeling in your heart and keep the Blurry Bros finding these stories, curating them, putting them in your ears. And we've got a lot of things coming down the pipe, more stories. If you've seen something strange and you think it's Blurry Creatures worthy, send us an email, info@blurrycreatures.com. Maybe Luke will, he'll get excited and he'll send you an email and be like, yes, come on the show.
Yeah, start double fisting juice boxes.
That's right. If you have little people in your backyard,
give them the juice.
Just give them a little cassette recorder with a blurry episode on it and see what happens.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey. The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.